Sports in the Morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sports at 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
There's no reason to become alarmed, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your flight.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
No reason to panic. Just wondering if maybe anyone knows how to fly a plane.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley. Captain, awesome. Can you land? I can't tell. You can tell me, I'm a doctor. No, I mean, I'm just not sure. Okay, take a guess. Well, not for another 2 hours. You can't take a guess for another 2 hours. I mean, we can't land for another 2 hours. Fog has closed down everything this side of the mountains. We've got to get through to Chicago.
That's right. Are you a doctor?
Are you a doctor?
That's right.
We have some passengers that are very sick. Could you come take a look at them?
Yes. Yes, of course. You'd better tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. Tell the captain I must speak to him.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Hi. How are we?
Friday.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Yeah. Pinder. How are you?
All right, buddy.
Good.
Yeah, it was Friday. We're here. We made it.
Yeah, we did.
Another week.
Oh, man, it feels good.
And we got a busy weekend, which I'm getting amped up for.
Yeah.
So we got Battle of Alberta round 4 Saturday night and then Super Bowl Sunday. So this is one for the books coming up.
Super Bowl.
Jimmy Haslam. Did you buy a team to watch Brian Hoyer go 3-and out every series? You got Johnny Manziel on the bench. I want him in the game. I know damn well you want him in the game. We had to settle for some piece garbage coach. Oh. Because no one else wanted to come here.
That's not nice. And I don't know why. I mean, Browns aren't in the Super Bowl.
So how are you doing? You asked me how I was doing. How's Bo?
I'm all right.
Kid hockey on the weekend, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Practices and games and then.
It's very serious.
Games and then practices. You betcha.
Meetings.
Yeah.
Volunteer events.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
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 Jeez.
I was joking.
No.
I was joking.
No, I was joking.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
It's 6:08.
It is.
We have a
what the hell's going on out here?
I just think I'm gonna barf.
Yeah. Flames last night lose by a score of 1-0. You know, our whole thing was always, boy, Minnesota Wild are in town. Do you think it'll be 2-1 or... 2-1. Well,
wasn't 2-1.
They proved us wrong, didn't they? Aren't we having egg on our face this morning because it was not 2-1. It was a 1-0 defeat last night at the Saddle Dome. Somewhere, some young child is asleep this morning, having made that his or her first ever NHL game.
Why is Mom that goalie and Dad, so tall, Dad?
Mom and Dad spent a bunch of money, probably about $20 just to park. Came inside. A
couple grand for food, drinks, and tickets.
$5 ice cream, cups of ice cream, $8 pieces of wheel. It's a $5 hot dog? It's just a hot dog. Well, hey, you know what? We're here. Let's watch the game. Go Flames, go. Go Flames, go. There's still time left. There's still time.
Hold on for dear life, and they win this hockey game. Devin Dubnyk, dynamite tonight. Stops all 29 Flame shots to get his second shutout since joining the Wild. And in only six games, as they blank the Flames by a final score of 1-0.
I'm sorry, little buddy.
The Flames lost.
You know, we'll come next year. And maybe that night they'll score for you.
You're so mean. That's the first time they haven't scored all year, and you're just lambasting them.
All in all, for a 1-0 game, it had a little bit more bite. We've seen more... Have we? Is that fair? We've seen more dull games with higher scores.
Absolutely, yeah. Both goalies were stars. There wasn't a lack of chances. This was not a defensive neutral zone trap fest. This was not the Jacques Lemaire
That's right.
Hothead that sent Mark Savard out of town.
That's right.
Greg Gilbert. This was not one of those.
Tom matches. Gilbert?
No, not Tom.
Tom Gilbert was a terrible Flame coach.
Don't recall that.
We've got a nice little show for you, though. We'll win you back. We'll win you back. We've got Stephen Brunt, Elliot Friedman, Derek Wills all coming up. Tonight it's the Hitmen and Prince Albert Raiders. Tomorrow it's the Oilers and Flames. It's the Oil Kings and Hitmen. Ooh, it's going to be a good weekend. That's right.
I just think I'm going to barf.
Oh, stop. It's 6:11. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
I'm having a hard time not just playing goofy clips this morning. I just feel like that's all I want to do.
I'm just glad that we don't have any games installed on the computers, because you'd be like heavy into Minesweeper or something like that at this point.
Holy mackinaw!
Yeah, it's just...
How much fried chicken can you eat?
I don't know.
Fair amount.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
It's not wrong.
Not wrong.
Shooting the old dukes if the situation calls for it. You know, that Dion Phaneuf, he'd be like, you want to go? And I'm like, well, I'm not too sure about that. And he says, well, what are you, some sort of wuss? I'm cleaning it up there. He didn't call me, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure, yeah.
And I was like, now, you don't need to be sassing me like that. One thing led to another, and before you know it, old Phaneuf there, he took a ride in the old tilt-a-whirl there, if you know what I mean, yeah?
Not sure I know what that means.
Get a life!
And
because I got high.
Right,
we're high.
There's a reason why people don't follow a lot of people, because they don't want to read that. They don't care about that. Do you follow the people who are being put on screens? No, because you don't care what they say.
Wow.
Other way, it's a Darkwing Duck. Darkwing Duck is a hero.
It's not wrong there either. The hero.
Playoffs?
The hell is that?
Munson?
Nah. Stephen Brunt at about 7:20. I'm really tired. I'm really tired.
It's Friday. Of course you're tired. Rewind to every other Friday you've ever worked in this building.
I'm feeling really tired.
Yeah, like the other Fridays.
No, I don't know what, but there's something.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
There's a something about today, for whatever reason.
Shoot, he scores! Nazem Kadri wins it in overtime!
Actually, that's a classic one, that one. Leafs winning in overtime. That's
back when things are going well.
I can't believe we even have that still on file. 6:18, we'll do the out-of-town scoreboard, and when we come back, we'll get into the Flames game from last night. 1-0 Flames lose. First shutout loss of the season. Devan Dubnyk.
Apparently a good goalie.
Playing the best hockey, I would think, of his career as he picks up his second shutout with the Wild, third of his season. He, since joining Minnesota, has gone 4-1 with a .931 save percentage and a 1.66 goals against average. Flames press in the third as they seem to do, but not enough. They could not get a single shot past Dubnyk, so the winning streak is over at one.
They've lost 2 of 3. It's a very, very disturbing trend.
Edmonton coming in Saturday night. We'll see how that goes, because all of a sudden the Oilers aren't playing terrible hockey either. They win last night.
Flames are 3-0 against the Oilers this year, so certainly you'll probably see the best out of the Oilers. It is Super Bowl weekend, and it might feel like their Stanley Cup as well.
Oh, my God. Sportsnet 960, the Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, the Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
I'm just making some notes. I'm taking notes and making notes, because coming up, we're going to take a look at the NHL story. 11 games other than the Flames and Wild from last night. Would seem as though I just deleted that one that I wanted.
Ooh. 10 other games? Is that what you're going to say now?
I was going to say something about that game right there, but you know what? Easy come, easy go, I guess, eh?
Friday.
No, that's the... Oh, there it is. Yeah. It's really important, too, because I know that people wouldn't be able to go on with their day unless they knew that Patrick Berglund got hurt in that St. Louis game last night.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, did I give it away? Poor Patrick Berglund. 6:26. Good morning. It is Boomer and Ryan Pinder here in studio. Coming up, Stephen Brunt, Elliot Friedman, Derek Wills.
Oh, Willsy.
And maybe more.
Let's see what Willsy has to say about this one. He's been calling them the Findaway Flames all season. And it felt like one of those ones where on a different night, under different circumstances, a different bounce of the puck, they come back and win it in the third like they've done so many times this year.
And especially against that team that's had some bad luck, the Wild have had no luck to even shake a stick at. And it would have been appropriate almost if they would have found a way to lose that thing late.
If not for bad luck, the Wild wouldn't have any luck at all.
And don't ever do that again.
Okay, noted.
So the Flames, what can we say? They, as far as shots on goal in this one, 32-30 in favor of the Minnesota Wild. I'll say this, Wild came to play.
Yeah.
First period, they were the better team, 14-8 shots on goal. It took a while in that second period, too, before the Flames finally got it. And I don't know exactly what it was. It almost, I think there was a Paul Byron takeaway just inside the blue. I'm going to give him credit because everybody just wants to bash Paul Byron. I don't know that I'm prepared to do that today. But they started to turn things around. And right now, you watch this Flames team, and for the second night in a row, the leading ice getter for the forwards was Johnny Gaudreau. He was dangerous. He was the most dangerous forward again for the Calgary Flames. So on one hand, that's good because you have a dynamic guy who's out there making things happen, taking shots, cutting to the middle, forcing the goaltender to make big saves. But the first-year player, you would hope, would not be the guy that you're leaning on for the bulk of your offense.
And the other guy who's been leading them a nice time the bulk of the year is the 20-year-old sophomore.
Yeah.
So, clearly, there's a lot of guys making big dough on this team that haven't been as good as Gaudreau and Monahan all year, and that's not anything but stating the obvious, I suppose.
Yeah, Hartley was trying to spin Gaudreau in any way he could for a while. I saw the one shift there in the third period. He had Stajan down the middle with Byron and Gaudreau. not a lot of gristle on that line, but they had speed and they were. Say what you will about Stajan. I mean, he was in the corner and he was trying to work the puck and move it. And, man, what do you say about Paul Byron? I don't even know what to say. Another breakaway last night. He's sprung. He goes in alone. He's got tons of speed. And the play that he made, you know, as soon as that puck hit the blade of his stick, he's like, okay, well, what am I going to do? I got to do something different.
Because it's between his ears right now.
Mentally and between his ears, that the time it took him to skate from the blue line to the top of the crease was probably about 15 minutes. What am I going to do? Okay, last time I did this, I can't shoot because I'm going to try and get him to move. And then he ended up really not doing much with it at all. I don't know what the count is. It's flirting with double digits.
At least. I'd think you're right? Beyond a dozen. And here's the thing. It's tough to get mad at a guy for not scoring on breakaways because how many guys this year have created a dozen breakaways on this team? He'd be the only one. No one else has had a dozen. So you got to give him credit for getting there. The process is right. The result isn't what you want, but the process is sound.
Well, who's more responsible for him getting breakaways? He for being on the far blue or the defenseman for threading the needle?
The defensemen are out there a ton, and they're not threading the needle to anyone like they are Byron. He has an ability to get behind the defense that no one else has done as much as he has this year.
The coach likes him. And I know earlier you had the clip, and we'll hear it from Bob Hartley talking about Paul Byron. Because my Twitter last night, everybody, now they want Paul Byron out. It's, what, 28 games now without a goal. He's got plenty of chances, can't seem to get it done. And people are, you know, the witch hunt in some ways is on. And here we are looking at a third or fourth line winger. I don't know if we're focusing our energy in the right spot, but Bob Hartley is still a fan.
Yeah, let's see if we can pick this up at the right spot. He was asked about Byron's break continually failing to score on breakaways.
He just cannot seem to buy on his own.
As long as the chances are there, you know, like there's a chance. You know, like that's Paulie works so hard. He's, he's such a great team guy. And obviously we're using his speed to our advantage. And, hey, Dubnyk came up with a good save. Like, if he wouldn't force the goalie to make a good save, that would be something. But hey, he's getting breakaways and, he'll get one. Like, there's no doubt in my mind, like, Paulie's a good man. And, right now he's riding, a tough streak. But, he'll break out of it.
Maybe.
I am kind of a believer in that. If you're getting chances, you're obviously closer. Because we've seen guys just disappear for a stretch of time. And not to say that out of all of the, whatever it is, was it 28 now?
Games.
28 games without a goal. I can't tell you that in 28 of the previous games, he's been a factor in all of them, that he's been visible in all of them, that he's had breakaway chances in all of them. It hasn't been that regular of an occurrence. I just wonder at what point even the coach will look at it and say, well, maybe he needs to take a look from upstairs. Maybe we need to try something a little bit different because, the chances are there, but they're not going in the back of the net.
And here's the thing. Just as you say, you can't be, fretting when, your third or fourth line winger isn't burying breakaways. He's playing the role of a third and fourth line winger. If you forget the breakaways, pretty all right. He skates well. He doesn't allow a lot of shots or chances against when he's on the ice. He's a part of a group that you can put out there and feel comfortable that they're going to work hard and not give up odd man rushes against. He's been a responsible forward. He just hasn't scored. And for the fans, it's like, there's that same number again on a breakaway. How many times does this have to happen? So I get both sides. Bob trusts him. Fans want him to score.
It's going to be quite a celebration when and if it ever happens.
Roof will come off.
The bench will lose it. They'll all come off the bench like they do in European hockey. There'll be a mob scene in the corner.
Big dog pile.
Can you give me the start of the Hartley there one more time? I just want to hear.
The question or the...
No, I don't need Hartley. The question. Just Hartley talking about it.
As long as the chances are there, there's a chance.
I'm optimistic because until it's canceled, it's not canceled.
That's logic, right?
As long as the chances are there, there's a chance.
I'm optimistic because until it's canceled, it's not canceled.
You're saying there's something in common between those two clips?
Until it's canceled, it's not canceled.
As long as the chances are there, there's a chance.
Hadn't really thought of it that way, but he's right in many ways. Elsewhere in this game, Zach Parise scores the only goal of the night. Tough for Jonas Hiller. Anytime you come in, and if there's one thing we know right now about the goaltending spot, not a lot of room for error. Because if you're not real good, there's another guy sitting there that wants to play really bad. And if you don't perform well, there's a kid in the AHL who would love to be up here more than life itself and has been playing really well. So I don't know that you hang any of this on Jonas Hiller. Played pretty well last night. 31 saves. The one goal he lets in comes off of a very difficult giveaway. The one thing you're not going to do, obviously, is sit in this room and pick on the captain for a mistake. He owned up to it last night, but it was a tough one, man. They're the NHLers, right? When they cut through the middle and do the saucer passes through the seam and all that, it's like, yee, I sure wouldn't be able to do that. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, it does happen. But for Gio last night, it's tough because the one mistake you make, just kill my audio, Jay, for a sec, because I'm calling up this website and I can't ever, NHL.com is the bane of my existence. Yeah.
A little guitar riff there.
Thanks, Jay. Use. Where's Gio? Gio was talking about it last night. Gio, he knew his mistake was the difference in the game. Quote, I tried to make the play in the middle and the guy got a stick on it, went right in front of our net. Their guy's there all alone. I have to be better. That's a play I usually want to make, and it's an odd man rush if I make it the other way. But at the end of the night, you look back on that one and it sucks because we lost 1-0. So he owns up to it. Don't know that you're going to point many fingers at him, but that was the difference in the game.
Well, when you score zero, you're not going to win. That's the first time all year they've been shut out. You know, you can usually afford yourself one or two mistakes like that and still win if you get some offense, but Dubnyk was the man last night.
Second shutout as a member of the Minnesota Wild. He's only been there for 6 games.
4-1-1. 9 of a possible 12 points. Gotta like that if you're a Wild fan.
Well, and what's funny about that situation is they desperately need goaltending. I think when you look at this team and you wonder, okay, what's the root of the problem here? They're not the lowest scoring team in the league. They have some skill. Their power play probably could be better, but it's not dead last.
They outchance teams most nights.
Yeah. What's the issue? It seems to be that they're not really getting any goaltending, and all of a sudden they get Dubnyk in here, and I'll be the first to say, when we were going down the stretch watching him in Edmonton, that's it.
Well, then he goes to Nashville, and Nashville has, oh, geez, you know, he was in Edmonton. There's some bad habits there. Then he goes to Montreal, and they'll even dress him. He's not even in the building when they're in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, that, I think, had to do some family things.
Sure, but point being, it looked like this guy's career might not ever get back to the NHL moving forward.
And it's not because it was not like he was 1, 2, 3 years in the league, 4. He was a first-round pick from a long time ago, and the Oilers gave him every opportunity. I don't know what we're watching there. I mean, is Sean Burke the messiah, the goaltending messiah? Because he goes to Phoenix, and in 5 months, turns this guy into a legit goaltender?
He was significantly better than Mike Smith in Phoenix. Significantly better.
Yeah.
Which no one saw coming.
I didn't. I had left him for dead. And all of a sudden, he's given them. So, I mean, you talk about being in the right place at the right time and opportunity and all of that. Nothing better for Devan Dubnyk in his entire career than right now. Because even in Edmonton, when the door was open there after Happy Boulin left, it's like, well, what are we? We're not a very good team, but we need a starting goaltender. Minnesota should be a playoff team.
Well, geez, and if they win their game in hand on the Flames, they're 3 back. I mean, this team's not out of it at all.
Yeah, and what do you do if you're Mike Yeo? You play him, and you play him, and you play him.
Yep.
I know that,
from Kemper.
Kemper down in the A got his first conditioning stint. I think let 3 in the first period.
Iowa.
I don't think Backstrom is really an option anymore.
No.
This, I would think, is Devan Dubnyk's ship until things go the wrong way.
I agree.
Like, really the wrong way. It would have to go pretty much sideways. So,
and again, a lot of credit going to Sean Burke. In the offseason, he worked with Eli Wilson a fair amount, which is something that Kelly Rudy went out of his way to point out in the pregame. So there's a lot of guys helping him get his game back on track. And you forget, through all the struggles, he still remains a 6'6" netminder that covers a ton of net. And a few technical changes here or there, it's awfully tough to get one by him all of a sudden.
And you know what? Now that he's out of Edmonton, we can actually root for the guy. The Calgary kid.
There you go.
One of the nicest guys you'll meet. Works out here in the summer, both on and off the ice. So Dubnyk gets it done. We'll take our break here at 6:38. When we come back, more on this game, obviously, and the full NHL story. 11 other games last night. Winnipeg, Montreal, Toronto, Philadelphia, Boston, Moscow, Nashville, Bangladesh. All in action last night. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Montreal and Calgary and Hartford and Pittsburgh.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Time to stretch, everybody. Get up and stretch. When you wish upon a dream. Oh. Friday. We did it. Super Bowl weekend. We're all going to get drunk and fat, tired. We'll sleep, and it's going to be great. You can just hear my pants stretching as we speak. Get a nice spot on the carpet in front of the fireplace, all booked. Katy Perry and those big speakers that they'll set up for the show, playing her tunes. Was last year, Jay, last year was Beyonce, correct? I believe she did the thing last year.
I think Beyonce, yeah.
And I guess that was good. Did you enjoy Beyonce?
Yeah. Katy Perry, though.
Uh-huh. What?
Very talented.
Yeah. Did you see what she was wearing yesterday? She showed up at the Super Bowl at the press conference wearing some weird dress that's got footballs all over it. Is she nutty? Like, is she a smart girl?
I don't think so.
No, I don't either.
Doesn't come off that way, does she?
No. No, not really. But I'm sure, here's hoping that, no, never mind. NHL store. Yes. Did you know that I've seen her perform live?
Really?
I have.
In what context?
Well,
that dress is stupid. I'm looking at it, by the way.
What's she doing? Put some clothes on. What are you doing? If you haven't seen the football dress, Jay will put it on our one of our Twitter things. I saw her perform. I believe that song, "The Teenage Dream." Mm-hmm. And this is going to sound really pretentious, but it's 100% true. I was in New York on vacation one time, and my wife and I, we went to the Dave Letterman show at the Letterman taping, and she was the musical guest.
Huh.
Yeah. Impressed, hey?
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
Yeah. Hard not to stare when
you
went to
a Letterman taping?
Your wife's sitting right beside you, and you're looking at those. Yes, I've been actually twice, Jay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he's quitting.
Oh.
I know. Let's do the NHL story. Let's get into it. Last night, the New York Islanders at home to the Boston Bruins. There was remember, it was not that long ago we've talked to Elliot Friedman. We would talk to Eric Dehatchik. Now, Boston, The owner's kid came out and said, you know, nobody's job is safe and all of this. Maybe could it be that Claude Julien's going to lose his gig? All of this. Well, the Boston Bruins have maybe that's good strategy by ownership. Come out, let everybody know that they're not safe, rock the boat a little bit, and see if they'll turn it around and perform. They have points in 12 of their last 13. They go into New York, one of the toughest buildings to play in the season. And they win by a score of 5-2. The New York Islanders, 17. Is this right? New York Islanders, 17-5 at home. Yowza. For the Bruins, Riley Smith and Milan Lucic, a goal and two helpers each. On the other side, John Tavares. He has goals in four straight. He's got a five-game point streak on the go. Tuukka Rask the win. Jaro Halak takes the defeat. It was a 43 save night for Tuukka Rask in the win. Shots there were 45-33 for the Islanders. So a rare loss at home, but still a pretty good performance by the Islanders. So the Bruins have worked their way into the first of the two wild cards. The Rangers hold the second and final. Boston 26-16-7. They have 59 points. and are trying to move their way up, obviously, and have done pretty well to do it. Montreal in Montreal, Philadelphia. They were in New York to face those Rangers, trying to keep pace with the Bruins in that wild card run. Max Pacioretty's 22nd of the season. His 15th game winner since the start of last season. Only Alex Ovechkin has more in that span. I just told you it's a game winner, so you know, because he scored once and the first goal of the game. This had to be a 1-0 win for the Montreal Canadiens. Carey Price, his third shutout of the season. 28th of his career, obviously all of it with the Habs. He is now 6th in Habs goaltending history in terms of shutouts. The Montreal Canadiens have won 4 straight and 14 of their last 18 games. And for the Rangers, they get blanked at home. It's their first time losing back-to-back games in over a month. This 24 saves for the shutout for Carey Price in this one. Dale Weiss getting an assist on the goal by Pacioretty. Good young player, this Dale Weiss. Really impressed by what he brings on a nightly basis. Chris Kreider was really trying to get under the skin of P.K. Subban. Really, he wanted to shoot the old Dukes. He wanted to give P.K. a ride on the old tilt-a-whirl. P.K. was going to have none of it. To Philadelphia. The Flyers home to the Winnipeg Jets. The Flyers have battled a little bit as of late, but they'd won 2 in a row coming in. Vandeveld, Simmons, Schultz, Shen, Couturier, all scoring for the Flyers. Tough night for Michael Hutchinson. He allows 4 on 31. Jets lose by a score of 5-2. Shots were 13-7 in the third period in favor of the Winnipeg Jets, but Steve Mason gets the win. He makes 36 saves. Simmons' goal and an assist. Nick Schultz gets his first goal in 126 games. It's a long time. 3 straight wins for the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Jets have now dropped 2 in a row. Mathieu Perreault, remember he took that cross check from Carcillo that got him suspended. Perreault scoring twice, his 16th and 17th of the season. My phone has been buzzing. People want to know, where's Pinder? We're attached at the hip now, apparently.
Is that the case?
I guess.
Not usually between Friday at 10 and Monday morning at 5:30, but
whatever. Where's Pinder? You know who texted in? Tubby.
Come on.
Yeah. Tubby Warner wanted to know where you were.
Well, we had to get people their halftime Super Bowl show updates over on City TV. So, you know, right up my alley.
Are you getting paid for that? Are you getting anything extra?
Boomer, it's all very confidential. And
because it seems like multiple times through the week, you leave this show, which employs you, to do that show, which doesn't pay you.
That is correct. I'll have to talk with the new assistant program director about it and see what he thinks.
That's me.
So you're doing that now or later?
That's me. No. Okay. Yeah. We want to do it?
Yeah, we'll probably leave that for later.
All right. To Toronto, where the Maple Leafs, life's not good. Arizona, life's not good. So two teams mucking away.
Yeah.
And this one here, boy, to get things started, what more could you want than a goal on home ice? The embattled Phil Kessel, he's eating burgers at Harvey's. He's getting no points at the All-Star game.
Can't score a goal for his life all of a sudden. Phil Kessel.
Leafs counterattack quickly. Front of the net, Kessel going to the net. Score!
Pretty fired up.
Yeah.
Joe Bowen, kids.
I think he went on to express his surprise and shock at the fact that the Leafs had a lead.
1-0.
Yeah.
Kessel's 20th of the year.
They would then be a part of history coming up in the early part of the third period. So 1-0 Leafs going into the final frame. 5 seconds in, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, shorthanded, floats a wrister from half, a little more than half.
Yeah, somewhere in the neutral zone.
And scores! Oh, no! All away from out at center.
Mm.
Take that back. It is from the blue line.
The Arizona blue line. They win the draw back to the...
Ekman-Larsson who puts it in the net.
Yeah.
Ooh.
For OEL, his 13th of the season, and that becomes the fastest shorthanded goal to start a period in history.
NHL history.
Nah.
5 seconds.
How do you like that?
Well, if it wasn't from the far blue line, I'm pretty sure more people would like it. I mean, ooh, that is when things are going bad.
You can't do it much quicker than that.
No.
Win the faceoff, back to the defenseman who's on his own blue line, floats one in, and it goes under the glove. And again, I don't know if Bernier was having eating a hot dog, just finishing up his beer from the intermission.
Crease.
But not a good one. Marty Hansel. Hansel? And Sam Gagner score for the Coyotes. 3-1 is your final. The Leafs have lost 8 in a row. They have gone 3-15-1. It sounds better this way. In their last 19 games, they've won 3 times.
They've won 3 times.
Yeah.
Holy Mackinac.
And for Peter Horacek, he also made history last night. It's the worst start ever to a career by a Toronto Maple Leaf coach, as he's gone 1-8-1. Well, just a record-setting night at the ACC. Oh, gang, what a night.
Yeah, they were happy in the Platinums.
Yeah. Joffrey Lupul back after 11 games. He of the papier-mâché variety.
Yeah.
Should be back on the shelf within minutes. To Ottawa, the return of Jason Spezza. Spezza was so excited to get back. It meant a lot to him. You may recall the Ottawa Senators dealt for his rights right around the draft. That was the was that the Yashin deal, or that was the Yashin or was deal. It the Chara deal?
It was both. They got Zdeno Chara and Bill McCault switching spots. Sorry, I should say Yashin and McCault for the second overall pick and Chara. One of the most lopsided deals in NHL history.
Is that how it went?
Yes.
Either way, he was thrilled to be back last night in Ottawa.
You don't believe me. You think that was not the deal. You're giving me the gas face.
Okay, so how did it work? Yashin
was in Ottawa.
Went to the island.
Went to the Islanders with McCault. Bill McCault.
Yeah.
And they got Chara back and the second overall pick, which they selected Spezza with.
Right. No, you're right. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
That sounds better.
Vindicated! I did stumble it out of the gate, so there you are.
For Spezza, no points, but they get the win. 6-3 is the final in this one. It was really a 4-3 game. Daly and Jamie Benn into empty nets, so it ends up making it look a little bit worse than it was. Trevor Daly, a goal and two helpers. John Klingberg, the defenseman for the Stars. He's got 20 points, second to Big Aaron Ekblad there in Florida for points among rookie defensemen.
Was seventh of the year last night? That's an impressive debut. As for Spezza, there's been a lot of talk about when he played the Senators in Dallas in the first meeting of the season, then returning back to Ottawa. But it's actually been Alex Hemsky that's done the damage against them. He scores last night, and I believe he also had a bigger night in Dallas against the Sens.
Mm-hmm.
Old Alice doing it to his old team.
Sorry, I'm just...
Yeah, it's
watching. I just think it's great.
The footballs?
Katy Perry. I think that's great. She's going to do it.
Is that a mute button or not a mute button?
Yeah, I don't know. What was I saying? 35 saves, Robin Leonard.
A little sidetracked there.
25 saves, Kari Lehtinen. She's a great gal. Heck of a gal.
You and her go way back.
We do. Tampa Bay home to the Detroit Red Wings. The Wings have been great. Lightning struggling a little bit. So naturally, the Lightning win this one by a score of 5-1. Cedric Paquette.
Yeah.
Très, très bon. Okay. Magnifique.
Okay.
3 goals.
7, 8, and 9.
Yeah. Et les premières étoiles.
So he scored 3. He had 6 on the night, so he scored 7th, and then 8.
Well, he started the night with 6.
Right.
But he scored 3 times.
Right.
So that would be goals 7, 8. And
goal number,
I don't think he's paying attention.
He's not listening to
us. No, he's not listening.
The people driving their cars know what's supposed to happen. And they don't even work here.
I think he's looking at beard grooming tips.
You went to the wrong website.
I think I could pull off the Christian Bale beard. I like it.
Cedric Paquette, 7th, 8th, and...
For the Tampa Bay Lightning, it's been quite a streak at home. Coming into the game, they'd won 8 straight on home ice. So with this win, they've now won
9
in a row at the
9 times
at the Amalie Arena.
9 times.
No love for Paquette, but Tampa Bay Lightning home winning streak, we got you.
don't know. I think I could really pull off that Sean Penn beard. He's a jerk, but his beard is fantastic. I could do it. I look a bit like I have no self-respect right now, but maybe if I trim this thing, it'll be what? Oh, I got distracted.
Better play the 9 clip. That's probably what they're looking for.
Not fat prick. He's got
9.
He's got beard envy, that's all.
9.
Just 'cause tons of fun can't grow a beard like me. Fat bastard. Florida at home to the Columbus Blue Jackets. 3-2 the final in this one. 5-game skid is over for the Panthers. It's their first home win in 7 games. Another goal for Aaron Ekblad. He's got 7 on the year. Jonathan Huberdeau has 9 goals. A little bit disappointing for him.
I would like to see where his assists are at, and I don't have it in front of me, but
because he had
that rookie year, and everyone was like, wow, he's going to be a superstar. He has not become that yet.
Not yet.
We'll see. I do like the young core they've got there. Alexander Barkov does pick up another point. He's been coming on strong for the Panthers.
The St. Louis Blues, home to the Nashville Predators. That Shea Weber can grow a beard. Oh, boy. Maybe my slap shot would get harder if I grew my beard a little bit longer. He's a freak.
No one tells Shea to tighten his beard up. They just let it go wild.
This one goes back and forth and back and forth. 2-0 Nashville, 3-0 St. Louis, 3-3, 4-3, 4-4, then to a shootout. Kevin Shattenkirk gets the shootout winner. 5-4 Blues.
Holy shit.
Yeah. The Blues have won 8 of 9. Jori Lehterä hurt in this game. And terrible news, Patrick Berglund left this hockey game with an upper body injury.
Really? Hadn't heard that.
Yeah, well, I take detailed notes. Never during the show, always before. Blues also go 0-for-6 on the power play. Carter Hutton, 31 saves, and Brian Elliott, 33 saves for the Florida Blues. I guess that's why they call it the Blues. Time on my hands.
They won, though, right?
Could be time spent with you.
Blues are winning.
So what's that, Boom?
And of course, Marty Brodeur, part of the Blues front office now.
1-0 since they got Marty on.
Unbeaten. Edmonton Oilers, Buffalo Sabres. And generally, if there's a game involving the Oilers, and then I get into detail about a gruesome and horrible losing streak, generally it's about the Oilers.
Well, all season.
In this one, though, the Oilers, they defeat Buffalo by a score of 3-2, and it's not the Oilers. It's the Sabres, who look like a band of monkeys because they've lost 13 straight games. That is the longest in team history.
Yikes.
They just, you know, they look like a bunch of clowns out there. Tyler Myers, Bo Valley. And Rasmus Ristolainen. So the blue liner is providing the offense for Buffalo. Matty Fraser.
1 goal, 2 helpers. Former Red Deer Rebel.
Oscar Klefbom and Anton Lander. Big night for Lander. A goal and 2 assists. So the Oilers win it 3-2. They lose Nikita Nikitin. Upper body. Looks like the shoulder could be out long term, they say. Oilers have won 3 of 4. Here's the thing. Oilers have won 3 of 4.
Hang on now. The Oilers have won 3 of 4?
Oilers, I believe, have won 3 of 4.
Okay.
Do the homework on that.
That's correct, yep.
Okay.
2 in the shootout, but 3 of 4.
Oilers have won 3 of 4. The Sabres have lost 13 straight. And still, the Oilers are only 4 points ahead of Buffalo. 13 straight losses.
And the Oilers have picked up 6 of their last possible 8 points.
And still, it's a 4-point cushion. And you just played them head-to-head.
Wow.
They look like a band of monkeys out there.
I heard someone say that.
San Jose, home to the Anaheim Ducks. Remember yesterday we were telling you, boy, if the Flames win and if the Sharks lose in regulation, this is the boy. Look at.
I remember someone saying that's a lot of ifs.
Mm. Sharks double up the Ducks on this night. They scored all of these 6 in a row after Andrew Cogliano made it 1-0. Pavelski, Barclay Goodrow.
Barclay Goodrow, attorney at law.
Yes, hello, I'm Barclay Goodrow.
Pardon me, would you have any gray poupon?
Yes, Please park the car.
Barkley, could you pass
that over? One of life's finer pleasures.
Barkley? Me? Patty Marlowe, Irwin, Shepherd, and Dylan scoring for San Jose. Bolesky, Maroon, and Cogliano. Does Perrion get... Do they still play for the Ducks? Because every time we do one of these things, it's Maroon and... Bolesky's got 19 bloody goals.
Isn't that unbelievable? And it was 6 wins in a row heading into this contest. That obviously snapped at the hands of the Sharks.
Yeah. They look like a band of monkeys out there.
I'd say more like a bunch of barn painters when it's not Getzlaff and Perry on the score sheet.
Ilya Brizgalov got the start in this one, allowed 6 goals on 25 shots.
Either way, it's a dark green duck. Dark green duck is a hero.
That was his post-game comments. I don't know what that had to do with a 6-3 defeat.
No, he plays for the Ducks.
Frederik Andersen came in and was perfect on 8 shots. Antti Niemi getting the win. 6 straight wins for San Jose.
It's just the hockey.
It's only hockey. It's just a game. 7 o'clock on the button. We'll get into the Flames last night. Flames lose on home ice. First time they've been shut out all season. Minnesota, 1-0 win. With that, the gap between the two for the chase for the final playoffs by one of the final 2 wildcard spots goes from 7 down to 5.
Wild have a game in hand.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.